站着。
Please remain standing.
我们在聚会之前要上天上的父神来祷告。
Before the service, we will pray unto the Heavenly Father.
求他带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
May he guide us all the way through and bless this service.
请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名感谢祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks and pray.
主爱的天父，我们感谢赞美您。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we give praise to you and thank you.
因为你是又真又活、永恒独一的真神。
Because you are the true and only God who is eternal.
你借着你的大能力创造诸世界。
Through your mighty hand, you have created the heavens and the earth.
你又按照你的形象造我们世人。
And according to your image, you have created us all.
你将各样的万物赐给我们享用。
You have given us the best of earthly blessings.
让我们能够生活在你的恩典里面。
So that we can continue to live in your grace.
很可惜我们的祖先因为得罪了您。
But it's a pity that our ancestors have offended you.
没有听从你的吩咐。
And has failed to obey your commands.
以致人就离开了你所为我们预备快乐的伊甸园。
Because of that, they have left the beautiful and wonderful place of Garden of Eden that you prepared.
人生就有很多的劳苦跟愁烦。
Therefore, life is filled with toil.
人的一生七十岁八十岁。
A whole lifespan consists of 70 years or 80 years.
有一天都好像飞鸟一飞就过去了。
And one day swiftly shall fly away like the bird.
人离开了你以后，人活在世界没有真正的盼望。
After leaving you, we have no hope in this world.
但是你为着爱我们。
But because of your love.
2000年前亲自道成肉身来救赎我们。
2000 years ago, you have come in the flesh, on the earth.
他让我们能够重新认识你。
To save us and to let us know you again.
又能够成为你的儿女。
So that we can all become your children.
重新享受你所赏赐给我们各样的福分。
And once again we can enjoy all your bountiful blessings.
我们也知道你为我们预备一个天上永远的福气。
We also believe and understand that you have prepared for us a heavenly place.
主啊，我们在你的恩典里面。
Lord, in your mercy,
我们应当把你赐给我们的福气白白得来，也要向我们的亲戚朋友来见证。
We have received your grace freely, and we ought to share this grace with all our friends and relatives.
让众人都能够享受你所要赐给我们的大福气。
So that everyone may share this blessing, this great blessing that you are giving us.
主啊，我们特别在今天晚上在这里举开布道会。
Lord, especially tonight, we are holding the evangelical service here.
就是要来向我们的亲戚朋友介绍你要赐给我们的天上来的各样的福分。
And we are proclaiming to all our friends and relatives regarding the salvation grace and blessing that you are about to give us.
恳求你施恩带领祝福我们。
We ask you to have mercy and bless us and guide us all the way
through. 凡是来到你面前的人都能够尝到你丰盛的慈爱。
That whosoever come before you may be able to taste your abundant grace.
也能够看到你的大能。
And to see your mighty hand.
我们在聚会之前用恭敬的心向你祷告。
With a reverent heart, we thus bow down and bow our heads to pray to you.
愿颂赞荣耀都归在你的圣名。
May all praise, glory, and honor be given to your name.
愿平安喜乐赐给地面上来到你面前的众人。
May peace and joy be given to all everyone who come before you.
感谢主，阿门。
We thank you, Lord. Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
非常欢迎大家不忙参加今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome you to come and to join us in our evangelical service.
我们在见证道理之前，我们要请诗班来献诗。
Before our testimony, we will invite the choir to present some hymns.
所以我们现在就要请我们尔湾教会成人的弟兄诗班。
We will call upon the Irvine Church's brothers choir.
请他们来献几首诗来歌颂神。
Let us hear their wonderful voices to praise the Lord.
感谢主，非常谢谢诗班带给我们美妙的歌声。
We thank God and we also thank the choir to bring up to us such beautiful voices.
我们将一切的颂赞荣耀归给天上的父神。
We give all the praises and glory to the heavenly God above.
我们现在奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
Now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
感谢主，我们今天晚上想要跟大家一起来学习的题目是人生与拜神。
We thank God that tonight we shall study the topic human life and worshiping God.
我们先来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let us first turn to Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
十二节。
Verse 12.
九十篇十二节。
Psalms 90, verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。古时候有一个以色列人的民族救星叫做摩西。
In the past, there is a savior for the Israelites. His name is
Moses. 他在写诗歌颂赞神。
He was writing the Psalms to praise God.
他说啊，人的一生大概是七八十岁。
He said the days of our lives are 70 years or 80 years.
人生所充满的就是劳苦跟愁烦。
Yet life boasts only labor and sorrow.
很快的一生啊，好像飞鸟，很快的一飞就过去了。
And life is so fleeting that it will fly away like the bird.
所以他说，神啊，求你能够指教我。怎么样来数算人生的日子
？So he asked God to teach us to number our days on earth.
让我知道人生的意义跟价值在哪里
？That we may gain a heart of wisdom to understand the value of life.
那什么叫做人生呢
？And what is the meaning of human life?
人生就是一个人从出生来到世界，到有一天离开世界。
Human life begins at the point of birth until the point of death.
人活在世界的日子有的比较长。
Some people live a longer life on earth.
但是像现在要活到100岁虽然有啊不是很多。
But nowadays we don't see much of people living to the age of 100 years old.
大概要活到120岁以上就更困难了。
It is even harder to live 120 years old and above.
当然有的人呢、生命很短暂。
Of course, sometimes we feel that life is so short.
甚至有的婴孩很小的时候就离开世界了。
There are even some babies who left the world at their very young age.
到底我们活在世界，我们的目的在哪里
？So what is our purpose in this life?
说我们要去思想有关人生的问题才能够做一个智慧的人。
So we need to ponder the meaning of life in order to become a wise person.
我们年轻的时候在读书的时代。
When we are young in the age of our studies.
有的人问老师说人生的意义还有目的在哪里。
Some people ask the teacher, what is the purpose and the meaning of life?
老师就说年轻人不要想太多。
And the teacher will answer, a young person, don't think too much.
好好用功读书就好了。
Be diligent in your studies, that's it.
渐渐长大开始工作的时候。
And when he grows old, and goes into the society.
你再去问一些长辈说人生的意义是什么。
And we inquire from the elderly, what is the meaning of life?
有的跟你说好好工作好好赚钱啦。
And some elderly persons will answer saying, just work hard.And earn a lot of money.
真的很多人他们觉得说人生就是好好工作多赚一点钱让家庭能够舒适的过生活。
And indeed, many people think that by working hard and earning a lot of money, so in order to provide a comfortable family life.
有的人是想说多认真一点也可以让家庭多一些时间可以享受人生。
And some people even put in more effort so that their family can enjoy the luxuries of life.
带着家人到处旅游度假。
Bringing all the family members everywhere to tour and enjoy.
很多的现代家庭他们大概也都是这样。
And many of the current trend of families are like this.
但是这就是我们人生的意义跟我们人生的价值吗
？But is this the meaning of the value of our lives?
我们知道一艘船它在大海中航行。
We know that a big ship, on the, sea, in the sea.
它应当有它的目标，也知道它是从哪里来。
It should have a point of destination and it has a point of origin.
所以我们人活在这个世界。
So we live on this earth.
我们也要常常去思想我们人从哪里来。
We should always ponder all the time, where do we come from?
人将来要往哪里去?
In the future, where are we going to?
人活在世界上的目的在哪里?
What is the purpose and the meaning, of our lives on the earth?
也有很多人啊,是在探讨人生的意义跟目的。
And many people are pursuing after what is the meaning of a human life.
啊,但是却没有办法得到一个满意的答案。
But are unable to find a satisfactory answer.
因为这个问题啊，不是用人的知识或者是人的经验能够了解的。
Because we cannot understand this question from our knowledge or experience.
中国很有名的哲学家孔夫子。
Famous philosopher from the Chinese origin, Confucius.
他的学生问他说啊，人将来要到哪里去？
His students ask him, where are men going in the future?
他说啊，人都不晓得从哪里来了，我怎么知道我们将来要到哪里去？
His answer was, we don't even know where we come from. How do we know where we go to in the future?
啊，真的很多人生的问题啊，人很难去了解。
It's true that many of the questions in this life remain unanswered.
历史上有一个很有名的生物学家达尔文。
And there is a famous person called Darwin.
啊，他倡导了进化论。
He created the idea of evolution.
啊，很多人呢、啊、都相信啊他所谈的。
Many people believe in his theory.
认为说啊，所有的万物都是由那个低等的生物啊慢慢的进化啊变成比较啊复杂的生物。
Many people believe that it's life begins from a simple cell and it evolves into a more complicated cell.
甚至有的人、啊、就引用他的理论、啊、延伸说、啊、人也是其他的动物变来的。
Some people even derive another theory from his theory saying that human life comes from another animal's life.
但是我们近代的科学越进步啊。
And the more modern technologies or science,
我们就知道说啊，其实不正确的。
Can prove to us that actually this theory is false.
因为人不可能是从其他的动物进化来。
Because it is impossible that human life can be evolved from any other animal.
因为从考古学上啊，找不到啊进化的根据。
Whether it is from archaeology, or standpoint, we cannot prove this theory.
人跟动物的基因啊，完全不一样。
The human gene is much different from the animal's gene.
啊，彼此之间啊，器官也没有办法移植，血液也没有办法流通。
We cannot transplant animals' organs into humans' body or transfuse their blood into our bloodstream.
啊，我们在学生的时代啊，很流行的一种哲学叫做存在主义哲学。
In our student days, we had the idea of the philosophy of self-existence.
啊，有一些哲学家他们说啊，人生活在这个世界上根本是没有意义的存在。
The philosophers can derive the theory saying that there is no point in our lives on this earth.
说我们什么时候来到这个世界啊？谁把你推下来，你都不知道。
We don't even know when we arrive in this world and who pushes down here.
啊，来到这个世界到底要做什么？
What is the meaning and the point? What do we do on this earth?
他们说啊，这是多此一举呀，没有意义的。
They say this is just redundant and pointless.
说好像那个一个小小的船。
It is just like a small boat.
啊，在一个汪洋大海当中，在那边飘荡。
Floating in the vast ocean and floating all the time.
啊，直到有一天啊，这个海浪很大，这个船就会翻覆下去。
Until one day when the waves are too big and the boat capsizes.
所以他们说啊，人生就好像这样，就好像那个小船在那飘荡。
So they define life is like this boat wavering on the ocean.
所以有一些没有神的哲学家。
So those unbelieving scientists.
他们认为说，人活在世界上是没有意义的。
They think that there is no meaning to this human life.
他们想要用人的方法来解决人生的问题，也是办不到的。
They want to solve the question and the problem of human life, but unable to.
但是我们知道很多人生的问题。
But we know there are many problems in this life.
啊，在圣经里面啊，都给我们很清楚的答案。
That we can have clear questions to, answers to in the Bible.
因为这个圣经啊，是人生的说明书。
Because this Bible is the instruction manual of life.
所以很多问题啊，啊，在人找不到答案，但是实际上很早圣经都有答案。
So in many times we cannot find solutions to our problems anywhere, but we can find it in the Bible.
比如说有的人在争辩说到底先有鸡还是先有蛋。
Many people debate, whether the eggs exist first or the chicken.
啊，到底是鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡啊？
Whether, chickens, hatch the eggs or the eggs produce the chicken.
啊，一直啊，争辩不休。
This debate is endless.
但是圣经很清楚啊，几千年前就说啊，神造万物各从其类。
However, the Bible pointed to us, from many thousands of years ago that God created every thing according to their kind.
所以应该啊，神是造万物，然后再让他们繁衍后代。
So the answer should be God has created all these creatures and then they can multiply.
那现在的科学家他们就可以从基因上来证实啊，说是先有鸡再有蛋。
And nowadays the scientists can prove that from the genes, that the chickens exist first.
那所以这科学家都有正式的发表啊。
So the scientists can declare openly.
那所以科学越进步啊，越证实圣经里面的说法是正确的。
Therefore, the advancement of science has proven the correctness of the Bible.
有关人生的问题。
Regarding the questions of life.
圣经很清楚谈到人类的来源。
The Bible stated clearly the origin of life.
也谈到人生活在世界上的目的意义在哪里。
And defined for us what is the meaning and the purpose of our lives.
我们来看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
The book of Acts, chapter 17.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
十七章二十六节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
说他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节。
27.
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。这里讲到神啊，造所有世上的万人。
Here it states that God has created every man on earth.
啊，因为有一个传道者到希腊去。
There is a preacher who went to Greece.
看到他们很会拜神。
And saw that they are very capable of worshiping God.
有很多的庙宇，很多的神像。
There are very many temples.And shrines.
那他们怕说啊，是不是有些神啊，我们不认识，没有拜到他。
And he even passed by an object of worship, say, because these people are afraid they do not know this God.
所以就制造了一个神坛，啊，写一个不认识的神。
They named an altar with the inscription to the unknown God.
那这个传道者保罗看到以后啊，他很着急。
So this preacher Paul saw this and was
说希腊人呐、啊，诸事很文明，很进步。
The Greek, they are quite advanced and civilized.
但是他们对拜神的问题呀、啊，却不清楚。
However, regarding the regarding worshiping God, they are very unclear.
所以他说啊，我知道你们很会拜神呐、啊，当然这是好的。
So he said, it is good that you have a heart to worship God.
啊，但是有一位啊，我们应当拜啊，你们没有拜到的神，我现在就介绍给你们。
However, now I shall introduce to you one God that we should worship, and yet we haven't worshipped him yet.
啊，就是一位创造宇宙万物。
He is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
他也造我们世人的神。
And he is the one who created all of us men.
这就是我们应当敬拜的真神。
He is the one we ought to worship.
他说他从一本造出所有啊的万人。
And he said he has made from one blood every nation of men.
所以圣经很清楚说到神开始造天地万物。
So the Bible clearly tells us that God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth.
把各样万物造好了以后最后造人。
And created all the creatures first. Lastly, he created man.
他说他用地上的尘土按照自己的形象来造了人。
He took the dust of the earth and formed man according to his image.
所以人是神用尘土所造。
So human beings are created from the dust by God.
所以第一个人的名字叫做亚当。
Therefore, the first man was called Adam.
亚当的意思就是尘土。
The meaning of Adam was dust.
后来觉得亚当一个人不独居不好然后才用他的肋骨造一个女人，成为他的配偶。
Later on, God realized that it's not good for men to be alone, so he created a woman out of his ribs.
所以借着他们就生养了所有世上的人类。
And they gave birth to all the different types of men on this earth.
所以说是从一个根盆造出所有地上的万人。
Therefore, from one source, one blood, God created every nation of men.
他说神把人安置在地面上。
And here it says that God made man on this earth.
预先定准人的年限跟所住的疆界。
On the face of the earth, he has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their
dwellings. 所以我们看到宇宙当中亿万多的星球我们数不清。
So we see the many, many planets and floating in the universe.
有的甚至比地球比太阳都大到几千万倍。
Some of them are so many times bigger than the sun or the earth.
但是其他的星球我们就没有办法发现说有生物的存在。
However, we cannot find traces of life in the other planets.
唯独这个地球，小小的地球住了六十几亿的人口。
Only on this little earth that we have 6 billion people living.
因为神说他造地球不是要让它荒凉。
Because God's intention is to create the earth and not to make it desolate.
是要给人居住的。
So that mankind may live on it.
所以人活着所需要的东西样样都非常的齐备。
So God has prepared everything for men to dwell on this earth.
所以这个不是偶然的，这是作为神特别的创造。
Therefore, things exist not by coincidence, but by the hands of God.
我们人什么时候要出生？
When are we being birthed into
我们一辈子要活几岁？
In this, how much of a lifespan are we spending?
我们要住在哪里？
Where are we going to live?
这个都不是我们自己可以决定的。
These are not for us to determine.
因为这个都是神给我们安排。
Because these are the arrangements of God.
所以人神给我们安排什么时候出生，你什么时候要离开世界，你一生要活多久。
So God has actually prearranged, when are we going to be born on this earth, and when are we going to leave this earth.
我们看到很多人都希望说生在一个富足的一个国家里面。
Many people would wish they are born in a very wealthy country.
但是他们却偏偏生在很穷苦的环境当中。
But they are born in a very destitute place.
因为这个不是我们自己可以决定的。
But this is not from our own determination.
我们一生的命运也不是掌握在我们自己的手里。
We cannot grasp on our own destiny.
因为有一位掌管我们一生祸福的神。
Because there is a God who grabs hold of our blessings, happiness, or woe.
所以说神造我们住在这个地面上。
Therefore, here it says, God has created us to live on this earth.
他的目的就是要让我们去寻找这位神。
His purpose is that we should seek this Lord.
他说我们主要有心要去寻找，我们就能够找得到。
Only if we have the heart to find and grope for this God, we will find him.
因为神离我们个人不远。
Because God is not far from each of us.
我们知道人有那个寻求根源的这样的本能。
We know that men, we have a feeling, a search to search after our origin.
所以像美国是一个移民的国家。
The United States is a place of immigration.
很多人都是从其他的地方啊移民到这里来。
Many people originate from many other places and immigrated here.
那所以人就有流行啊要去寻根。
So there is a trend for us to seek after our roots.
白种人啊就跑到欧洲去，因为他们的根在那里。
So the Caucasians will run to the Europe because their roots are there.
黑人啊就跑到非洲去。
The African Americans will go back to Africa.
黄皮肤的人啊就跑到亚洲。
And the Asians will go back to Asia.
因为都有我们人的根源。
Because we come from a root, a source.
但是我们知道像以色列人啊，他们可以。 追溯他们的祖先,
and we know that the Israelites can search for their genealogy.
因为他们很重视家谱,
because they focus a lot, emphasize on their genealogy.
一代一代一直往上追溯上去,
they search and pursue who is my ancestor.
追溯到人类最早的一个根源,
they traced back to the earliest person. The earliest
那个人就是神所造的亚当,
and that person turned out to be the Adam, the man that God created.
这是人类共同的来源,
he is the common origin of man.
他说亚当又是神的儿子,
and Adam is called the son of God.
那所以我们去寻找啊, 我们人类的根源, 我们就能够找到真神的存在。
So when we pursue after our most earliest ancestor, then we can search to God.
所以人活在世界上啊, 第一个最重要的事情就是找神。
The most important mission for all of us on this earth is to seek after God.
因为他是造你的神, 也是掌管你一生命运的神。
Because he is your creator, and he is the one who holds your future.
当你找到了真神以后啊，神的平安就临到你。
After you have found this true God, His peace will befall upon you.
当你找到了真神以后啊，你就能够得到永生。
After you sought after this true God, you will obtain eternal life.
因为真神啊，他是一个永活的神。
Because this true God is an eternal God.
我们人活在世界啊，都是短暂的。
We live in this finite world in a finite lifespan.
都是寄居客里的生活。
We are like foreigners on this earth.
但是我们如果找到了真神啊,
but the moment we found the true God,
我们就能够得到那个永恒的福气。 永恒的生命,
then we will obtain this eternal life and eternal blessings.
所以这是我们人生啊, 最重要的一件事情。
Thus, this is the most important thing that we need to seek after in life.
啊, 到底这位神跟我们有什么样的关系?
So what kind of relationship do we have with this God?
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
以弗所书四章第六节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6
说有一位神就是众人的父超乎众人之上冠乎众人之中也住在众人之内这里短短的几句话就把我们所应当拜的神做了很详细的介绍
Here within a few sentences defines the God that we should worship.
让我们很清楚知道啊, 我们为什么要拜这位神? 他跟我们有什么关系?
From here we can understand who is our Lord and what kind of relationship we have with him.
第一句话说, 一位神。
The first words, it says, one Lord.
一般人啊, 对神啊, 有几种不一样的看法。
Normally, many people will have different viewpoints toward God.
有的人认为说, 没有神。
Some people think there is no God.
叫做无神论啊, 认为没有神。
They are atheists because they think there is no God.
因为神我看不到啊, 我怎么会相信他有他的存在?
Because I cannot see God, how can I believe that he exists?
啊, 既然看不到啊, 我为什么要去拜他?
Since he's invisible, why should I worship him?
啊, 事实上啊, 有很多东西啊, 我们肉眼是看不见, 但它是存在的。
Actually, there are many things that are invisible to our material eyes. Actually, they exist.
因为人的视力啊, 有一定的范围。
Because there is a spectrum by which we see.
啊, 尤其物质的东西啊, 我们就所看的是有限, 啊, 更何况是啊, 灵界的东西啊, 我们更是看不见。
There is a limit as to what we can see with our material eyes, what more the spiritual realm.
但是有些虽然我们看不见了，但是我们不能够否定它的存在。
However, even though some things, there are some things that we cannot see, but we cannot deny their existence.
比如说风啊，我们没有办法看到风。
For example, the wind, we cannot see wind.
因为我们眼睛没有办法看到风。
Because our eyes cannot see the wind.
但是哪一个人呢、啊？不承认说有风的存在。
But which one of us denies the existence of wind?
虽然我们看不到，但是我们可以体会得到。
Even though we cannot see it, but we can experience it.
风可以吹到我们身上啊，啊，我们就会觉得很凉快。
The wind can blow upon us, and we can feel the breeze.
风吹到树木，它会摇动。
The wind can blow on the trees,
啊，它会发出响声。
The leaves will move, and then there is a sound.
虽然你看不到。但是你可以体会得到。
Even though we cannot see, but we can experience it.
所以我们不会否定风的存在。
Therefore, we cannot deny the existence of wind.
这个电我们也是看不到啊。
We also cannot see electricity.
啊，但是电的流动以后啊，可以让那个电器啊啊开始转动，让电灯亮起来。
But with the electric currents, we can have the lights on and all our electric gadgets on.
所以你没有看到电，但是你可以看到电所造成的成果。
Even though we cannot see electricity, but we can see the end result of electricity.
细菌我们看不见。
We cannot see viruses.
啊，但是有时候细菌感染了以后，我们人就会生病。
However, when we're infected with a certain virus, we will fall ill.
所以不是说我们看不到的东西啊就没有。
Therefore, it doesn't mean that we can. Those things that we cannot see do not exist.
有很多啊存在的东西，但是我们的肉眼是看不到的。
There are many things that exist that we cannot see it with our eyes.
虽然神我们看不到。
Even though we cannot see God.
但是从很多方面啊可以证明真的有神的存在。
But from many different aspects, we can prove the existence of God.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
When we turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
十九节
，Verse 19，
罗马书一章十九节
，Romans chapter 1 verse 19，
说神的事情，人所能够知道的，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。这里讲到说有关神的事情啊，神就把它放在人的心里。
Here it says that whatever pertains to God has already been put into the hearts of man.
所以人虽然看不到神，但是人不会否定神。
Therefore, even though man cannot see God, man cannot deny the existence of God.
因为我们人啊，都有一种拜神的本能。
Because every man have this ability or wish to worship God.
好像孩子啊，出生不久，他就会吸奶。
Just like a little baby, upon
their arrival, 他很自然他会吸奶。
You don't need to teach them, but they can suck on your breast milk.
啊，就是婴孩的本能。
This is the basic capability of a baby.
我们人都有拜神的本能。
So we have a basic capability of worshiping God.
不管是文明进步的国家
，whether we are in a civilized nation，
啊，或者是落后的地区呀、啊、
，or we are in a third world country，
啊，人都会去拜神。
Everyone will seek God.
虽然有时候所拜的神不一样。
Even though we may differ in our gods.
因为神把那个有关拜神的本能放在人的心里面。
This is because God has put this basic search for God in each of our hearts.
所以人很自然啊会找神来拜。
So naturally man will seek after God to worship.
这是人跟一般的动物不一样的
地方。This is the difference between human beings and animals.
所以神已经把有关神的事情显明在人的心里面。
Because God has shown to men and manifested to them what may be known of God.
虽然有的人啊嘴硬说我不相信有神。
Many people may try to be obstinate and say, I don't believe in the existence of God.
啊，但是有时候遇到绝境啊，遇到很大的困难。
But when they met with a dead end in their life,
他很自然呢，就会去寻找一个比较大的力量来帮助我们。
Naturally, they will seek after supernatural powers to help them.
啊，所以中国人有一句话说啊，人病痛及夫娘啊，穷及夫天啊。
So in the Chinese saying, it says that when you are in pain, you call after your mother, but when you are in poverty, you call up to heavens.
啊, 人在走投无路的时候啊, 他就希望说啊, 从天来, 从一个伟大的力量啊, 啊, 来帮助我们。
When you come to a point where you have no more help, you come to a dead end, you seek after
啊, 这就是一种啊, 拜神的本能啊, 自然地流露出来。
This is a basic instinct for you to worship God that is manifested.
另外说啊, 虽然我们没有看到神,
On the other hand, even though we cannot see God,
借着神所造的万物啊, 我们就能够承认神的存在。
Through the creations of God, we can proclaim the existence of God.
我们看回来这个罗马书第一章,
We turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20.
一章二十节,
chapter 1, verse 20.
自从造天地以来, 神的永能和神性是明明可知的, 虽是眼不能见, 但借着所造之物, 就可以晓得, 叫人无可推诿。 我们知道所有万物啊, 不可能自然地存在。
We know that all creation cannot exist by themselves.
这个桌子啊, 不可能说啊, 它突然间就跑出来了。
This table cannot say that it exists by itself.
一栋房子也不可能说一个地震啊, 就震出一个房子来。
A house cannot be built because of a earthquake.
也不可能说你把一些布啊, 啊, 还有肩身放在那里, 啊, 摇一摇, 就变成一件衣服啊。
You cannot also shake a couple of needles and some cloth and say and create an apparel.
所以圣经说啊, 万物都要有人建造。
So the Bible says everything must be created.
但是建造万物的, 房屋都要有人建造, 建造万物的就是真神啊。
Even houses need to be built, so the creator of everything is God.
从我们看到一栋建筑物, 啊, 非常的, 啊, 精致,
When we see a very intricately built building,
虽然你没有看到它在盖,
Even though we do not see the building process,
但是你知道说有一个工程师啊, 他设计啊, 还有很多工人把它建造起来,
But you know there are engineers and architects involved in creating this building.
我们不会说啊, 它是自然有的。
We will not say that the building exists by itself.
何况这么大的宇宙万物,
What more, the whole heavens and the earth, the whole universe.
更需要有一个非常有智慧的真神啊, 啊, 来把它建造。
We need even more a creator who is vast in wisdom.
所以说啊, 你看到这个神所造的万物啊, 你就能够知道有一个造万物的真神。
When we see the whole creation of God, then we can proclaim saying, admit it, that there is a creator.
啊, 当然其他还有很多啦, 比如说生命的现象, 啊, 善恶的报应。
Of course, there are other attributes such as the things that pertain to life,
都让我们知道说这个生命有一个源头就是从神来的。
And the repayment of good and evil, and we understand there is a source to life.
有一位神在主管呢, 赏罚善恶的事情。
There is a God who is holding on to rewards and punishments.
啊, 所以这都是啊, 有神的证明。
These are the provens of God.
啊, 当然有的人虽然拜神啊, 他们认为说神很多。
Of course, there are some other people that say that there are many gods.
啊, 把天上的万象各样星宿啊, 都把它当作神。
Everything on the sky treated as God.
有的人拜太阳, 有的拜月亮, 有的拜星星。
Some people worship the sun, some people worship the moon or the stars.
啊, 有的是拜地上的万物。
And some others worship many other things
啊,
on the
看到一棵树啊, 嚯, 非常的大, 活好多年啊, 啊, 就, 用一个红线把它围着, 就拿生理在那摆。
Some see a very old and ancient tree, magnificently standing, and they tie a red ribbon around it,
啊,
started to worship.
有的是拜古时候的伟人。
Some people worship the ancient people
of old days. 有的把各样的动物啊, 当作神。
And many people treated other animals and worshiped them.
啊, 虽然很多很多的神啊, 其实那个不是神, 那个是受造之物。
Even though they treated these things as gods, but they are created beings.
说真正的神啊, 就只有一位。
The true God is only one.
好像一个都市里面啊, 就是一个市长。
Just as in a city, there is only one mayor.
一个州里面就一个州长。
In a state, there is one governor.
一个国家就是一个总统。
Within a country, there's only one president.
如果国家里面呢有两个元首，他们已经打架了。
If within a country there are two leaders, then they will fight with each
other. 在整个宇宙当中啊，就是唯有一位真神。
In the whole universe, there must be only one true God.
他主宰宇宙，所以真神啊，就是一位。
He's the host of everything, and this is the only one true God.
第二句话说啊，这位神跟我们很亲密的关系。
The second verse saying that this God has a very close relationship with us.
因为他称为众人的父亲。
He is called the Father of all.
他是我们的父亲，而且是所有世界上人的父亲。
He is our Father and the Father of every mankind.
我们知道我们在肉体上啊，我们有我们的父亲。
We know that physically we have our father.
我们的父亲也有他的父亲。
His father has a father.
虽然有的人很伟大，但是他也不可能是成为众人的父亲。
Even though some men are greater than others, but they are not the father of
all. 但是作为神啊，他是我们生命的源头啊，所以是所有人类共同的父亲。
However, this God is the source of life, therefore He is the father of every man.
我们知道这个父亲的条件就是生我们养我们的。
We know that the definition of a father is the one who gives birth to us and raises us.
我们刚刚谈过说，我们人是神所造的。
Just now we have said that we are created by God.
我们人的生命是神赐给我们的。
The life of man are given by God.
所以神称为万灵的父亲。
Therefore, He is the one God that is above us.
是我们人类生命共同的来源。
He is the source of all mankind.
那也是养我们的神。
He is the Father, a God who raises us.
他借着各样的万物来养活我们。
Through many creations, He raised us.
他说我们人生活所需要的阳光、空气、水分，还有各样的植物。
And so all the necessary things we have in life, sunlight, water, and oxygen, and all the different types of vegetation.
各样的食物啊，其实都是神为我们预备的。
Many material things are all prepared by God for us.
虽然农夫啊，种出各样的蔬菜水果。
Even though the farmers have planted many vegetations.
但是那个种子从哪里来？ 谁让它成长？
But where does the seed come from, and who allows the seed to grow?
其实都是神的赏赐啊。
These are the rewards from God.
很多的鱼虾水族啊。 虽然有的是人养活的,
many of the fishes and the ocean life may be cultivated by men.
更多在大海里面，渔夫把绳开进去，把它捞上来。
And the fishermen might be on the boat and try to spread their net to take all these fish.
所以神借着各样的万物来养活我们。
Through many creatures, God has raised us.
让我们生活没有缺乏。
So that we will lack nothing in our daily
life. 所以他是生我们养我们的神。
He is the God that has given birth to us and
has raised us.
He is called our Father, Heavenly Father.
他说这位神啊，他超乎众人之上。
This God is the above all.
也就是说，神非常的伟大，比所有的人呐都伟大。
Which means that God is the greatest of all.
当然我们要拜神呐，当然要拜一个最伟大的神呐。
Of course, when we want to worship God, we will worship the greatest God.
不要像一般人呐，有的拜那个人雕刻出来的，他也没有办法给你什么。
Do not be like some men who worship some things that are crafted out.
完了，要让人带着很多的生理来服侍他，这怎么是神呢？
Those things cannot give us anything, but we have to provide and sacrifice many things for that particular material thing.
我们的神啊，非常的伟大，创造天地万物。
Our God is the greatest who created the heavens and the earth.
我们看到这个宇宙啊，这个自然界的壮观呐。
When we see this universe, this magnificent glory of the that we cannot put in words, these are the creation of God.
所以借着神的大能力啊，让各样的万物啊，非常有规律的按照一定的轨道、一定的秩序在运作。
Through the mighty hand of God, everything are put in order by God's mighty works.
所以他不只是造化万物啊，也借着他的能力托住万有。
He not only planned and prepared everything, and He upheld everything.
他也掌管我们人一生的祸福。
He also holds in His hands our destiny.
他可以让人尊贵，也可以让人卑贱。
He can elevate us and he can lower us.
他可以让人贫穷，也可以让人富足。
He can let us be in poverty and can let us be rich.
因为他掌管我们人的一生。
Because our whole life is in his hands.
所以他是超乎众人之上，所有的人的力量加起来都没有办法跟他比。
Therefore, he is above all. If we add all our strengths, we cannot even
compare with him.
And this God is also through all.
就是说神啊,充满在所有的人群当中。
Which means God fills all the multitude of men.
所以人没有办法去躲避神。
So men cannot run away from God.
神虽然在天上，但是他在监察所有的人。
Even though God is in heaven, but he is searching after our hearts.
人无论在什么地方啊，随时随地啊，他都可以做我们的依靠跟帮助。
Whenever or wherever we are, God can be our refuge and reliance.
因为他是贯乎众人之间啊，充满在宇宙万有当中。
Because he is through us all and he fills all the universe.
所以我们敬拜神的人啊, 随时随地都可以求告神。
So for us who believe in God, we can worship him and seek for him.
有的人啊, 在危险当中啊, 他祷告神, 神垂听了, 就让他。 在危险当中得到平安。
Many people in their dangerous or peril times, they seek after God and God provides
peace. 这样的见证太多了。
We see so many testimonies like this.
我们有一个弟兄啊, 去当兵。
We have a brother who went to the army.
刚好在征战的时候。
During the war.
有一次他站在站卫兵的地方。
He was on his duty stand.
突然间啊, 接着说啊, 小便很急啊。
Suddenly he felt like he needed to go to the restroom.
结果他就走开啊, 走几步就跑开。
He took a few steps to turn away.
他一走开啊, 突然那个炸弹啊, 砰一下就打在他本来站岗的地方啊。
And the missile hit the place that he was originally standing at.
原来啊, 神就借着这样让他离开啊, 逃避这个患难。
So it turned out that God allowed him to feel this sense of urgency so that he can avoid the
dangerous
place.
有一个弟兄啊, 在那个 碉堡里面啊，就是那个战征战的那个壕沟里面啊，外面都是用水泥弄得非常的坚固。
There was one brother who was in the concrete duct of the war zone.
只有一个小小的窗口啊，可以把那个大炮啦、枪支啊，那个打出放出去。
There was only a small window by which he could shoot his guns or bombs.
但是刚好有一个炸弹说从那个窗口啊就跑进来了。
During that time, there was a bomb that flew into that little hole.
那很奇妙啊，就在那边滚几圈啊，就躺在那个角落的地方就不动。
The bomb rolled over and over and finally rested at one corner.
虽然在那个很急难当中啊，但是神都有特别的保护跟看守。
Even though it was such a dangerous moment, God has His special protection.
我们有一个弟兄，他是开那个砖窑的工厂，做砖的那个工厂。
There was a brother who had a brick factory.
是在那个砖啊，都要做好以后，让它晒干啊，然后放到那个窑里面去烧。
So he had to create these bricks, and the bricks have to dry and went, go inside the churn.
结果他那个一台一台的那个窑那个砖的那个车子啊，他就推进去啊，整排很长。
So these vehicles would push all the bricks in such a row that is very long.
一般啊，就从这边进去，让他巡视一下，要从另外一个门进出来。
So usually he had to make a control check from this door and exit through the other door.
所以他一进去的时候啊，那个火已经打开了。
And the fire of the kiln was turned on.
所以他把这边的门一关啊，从要左边要出去的时候。
So he closed that door and he was about to exit through the other door.
没想到说一个员工说，哎呀，这个火已经开了，怎么这个门没有关啊？就把它空一下，就把它关上去。
There was a worker who didn't know the incident and thought that the fire was on already. How come this door wasn't closed?
那个门啊，都是要从外面开的。
The door had to be opened from the outside.
结果那个火啊，越来越烧越旺。
So the fire of the kiln was turning.
那门不是没有开的话，出去没有办法出去，一定活活烧死。
The doors, when they're locked, you will be burned to death inside.
但是门都已经关上了。
So all the doors were shut.
所以在那边的拼命流泪流汗，一直祷告啊。
This brother of ours, put in his efforts to pray.
因为神如果没有救他的话，他一定活活烧死。
Because without the protection of God, or he will be burned to death.
但后来刚好有一个员工啊，好像助能不足啊，就是在那边帮忙的。
However, there is a not as intelligent worker who was there.
啊，怎么好像他听到说里面有声音呢？
He heard there is a voice.
其实那个都是铁门啊，外面根本听不到的。
In actuality, the doors are made from steel.
结果就把它开门，就把它门打开。
He opened the doors.
啊，这个弟兄啊，就从那个门边啊，就整个就滚下来。
His brother immediately rolled out from the front side of the
door. 马上把他送到医院。
They immediately sent him to the hospital.
医生说啊，如果再晚个一两分钟啊，他就没有救了。
The doctor said that if you were late.By 1 or 2 minutes,
就在那个最危急的时候啊，主耶稣救他。
So in this desperate moments of life, God has saved him.
我们在台湾有那个三地的弟兄啊，他们啊在远洋的渔船上捕鱼。
We have some Aboriginal brothers in Taiwan who were fishermen.
有一个弟兄叫做黄荣华，一个黄弟兄。
There's a brother Huang.
因为他是担任那个渔船的轮机长。
He was the head of the ship at that time.
啊，那边出门呢、啊，都经过很长的时间，所以都会带一些蔬菜出去。
So during one trip, they will spend a lot of time. Therefore, they bring a lot of food.
啊，结果他就跑到那个冷冻库里面，要看看那些蔬菜有没有冻坏掉。
He was entering into this freezer to check whether those vegetables are still okay.
啊，这个没想到说那个渔船啊，一晃啊，一到一个大海上一晃。
So he released, and the whole the whole ship,
那个仓库的门啊，就扣一下就被关起来了。
Was released and the freezer door was closed.
那里面啊都是很冷啊，都是那个冰啊，冷冻的东西。
This is a freezer that he was in. Everything was cold, frozen.
那个门啊，要从外面开啊，他在那边怎么推啊，都推不开。
He wanted to open the freezer door, but he couldn't.
啊，如果说啊。没有办法打开的话，一定要冷冻，冻死在里面的。
He must be frozen to death inside if he is unable to open those doors.
只有在那边呢、啊，拼命的祷告神呐、啊。
So he continued to scream to God and pray.
啊，祷告完以后去推推看呐、啊，还是推不动。
After prayer, he started to push on the doors, but still failed.
啊，继续祷告啊。
He continued to pray.
啊，越来身体越来越冷。
He felt.Colder and colder.
他说：“神啊，你没有救我的话，我一定是伤掉生命的。”
He said, "God, if you don't save me now, I will lose my life."
哦，大声的流泪，一直祷告。
He shouted to God in tears and prayer.
突然间听到一个咔嚓的声音。
Out of sudden, he heard a sound.
啊，去推，哎，一推门开了。
He pushed the door, and the door easily opened.
出来以后啊，都没有人呐、啊。
After he opened, he saw no one there.
啊，因为半夜啊，大家都在睡觉。
Because it was in the middle of the night, everyone was fast asleep.
啊。原来是神帮他开门。
So it turned out that God opened the door for him.
所以说我们的神啊是关乎众人中中，充满在宇宙万有当中。
Our God is through all and fills all.
我们随时随地啊都可以求告他。
Whenever and wherever we are, we can call upon His name.
他做我们随时随地的依靠跟帮助。
He is our helper and our reliance in every moment.
那最后一句话说啊，神要住在众人之内。
And the last of it says, God wants to be in us all.
我们的神啊，大到可以充满宇宙万有。
Our God is so great that He can fill the whole universe.
啊，还可以住在我们人个人的心里面。
But He can also live inside our hearts.
我们如果说啊，有一个啊尊贵的人啊，要来到我们家，我们都觉得很荣幸啊。
If a very honorable man wants to come upon our house, we will feel very
honored. 我们看到到前线去打仗的一些士兵回来啊，总统召见后，他们高兴得不得了。
We see the war veterans that came back from the war, and the president called upon their name, and they were very happy.
啊，那时候我们这位神啊，他是万王之王啊，宇宙万物的主宰。
But this God of ours, He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
说他却要跟地面上啊。啊，心灵谦卑的人啊，跟他们同住。
But he shall live inside the hearts of those people who are humble.
啊，所以我们祷告的时候啊，神的灵住在我们里面。
When we pray, God's spirit will dwell in us.
就是这位神啊，亲住的住在我们里面。
Which means this great God is living inside our hearts.
所以耶稣要升天的时候啊，对门徒说啊。
Therefore, when the Lord Jesus was about to depart from He said to his disciples, I will not leave you alone and leave you as orphans. I will come back to you.
啊，虽然那个时候啊，没有人看到我。
Even though at that time nobody have seen me.
但是你们知道，我住在你们里面，你们也住在我里面。
But you know that I live in you and you in me.
因为耶稣说要把他的圣灵赐下来，跟我们永远同住。
Because the Lord Jesus said he was going to give his Holy Spirit to live in us, live in us forever.
来证明说我们就是神的儿女。
To prove to us that we are the children of God.
我们已经拜到真神。
We have reached.The one true God.
真神要跟我们同在一生一世。
This one true God shall live with us continually forever.
将来要带我们回到天国，承受永远的福气。
In the future, he will bring us back to the kingdom of God to inherit the greatest blessing.
啊，所以这位就是我们应当敬拜的神。
So this God is the one true God that we should worship.
所以说啊，我们人生最重要的本分就是敬畏神。
So the most important duty of man is to worship God.
啊，遵守他的诫命。
And to obey his commands.
啊，所以我们如果认识神，敬拜他。
If we know God and we worship him.
我们一生啊，能够得到他所赐的福气。
We can receive his material blessings this lifetime.
啊，我们将来啊，能够跟他在天上永恒的国度里面。
And in the future, we shall be together with him in the kingdom of heaven.
所以说，我们要竭力追求啊，真正的认识神。
Therefore, we shall put in our best efforts to seek after this God.
我们来唱诗339首。
Let us sing hymn 339.
339。
Hymn 339。
说这位真神就是我们众人在天上的父。
This true God is our Father, Heavenly Father.
那父亲都会把最好的东西啊留给儿女。
Fathers will leave behind the best thing for their children.
啊，天父也是一样啊。
Our Heavenly Father is likewise.
爱我们，把最宝贵的东西赐给我们。
He loves us and he will give us the most precious thing.
啊，当然最宝贵的就是他本身啊，就是他的灵。
Of course, the most precious thing is He Himself, His Holy Spirit.
那所以我们刚刚谈过说啊，他充满宇宙万有，他又要住在我们里面。
Just now we have mentioned that God fills the whole universe and He's willing to live inside us.
所以这个信仰上是可以体验的。
So in the faith, we can experience this.
虽然我们看不到神。
Even though we cannot see God.
但是借着我们的祷告。
But through our prayers.
把我们的需要告诉神。
We can present to God our needs.
啊，神垂听我们的祷告，赏赐我们的祈求。
God will listen to our requests and needs.
我们就好像摸到神，看到神。
We have grasped hold on God and、
啊、
we have seen him.
尤其啊，他应许把他的灵赐给我们。
Especially he has promised to give us the Holy Spirit.
说主要你求就给你，你叩门就给你开门。
That when you seek for it, you shall find it, and when you knock on the door shall be opened for you.
所以我们可以借着祷告来体会神。
So through prayer, we can experience God.
啊，领受神所要赐给我们的大福分。
And receive this great blessing that God intends to give us.
其实我们祷告啊，很简单。
Actually, our prayers
are simple. 我们不必用很多啊重复的话。
We do not need to repeat our words.
啊。因为我们有时候我们讲的话不见得神就啊喜悦。
Because sometimes our words may not be pleasing to God.
但是我们主要来颂赞他啊，向他念哈利路亚赞美神。
We only need to praise him to say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是歌颂天上的神呐、啊，全世界啊通用的一句话。
Hallelujah is a universal word used to praise the Lord.
天上的天使啊，也是这样来赞美神。
Even the angels in heaven use the same word to praise God.
所以哈利路亚不是没有意义的话。
Therefore, the word Hallelujah is full of meaning.
而是不断的颂赞神，这是神所喜悦的。
It is a word to continually praise God and it's pleasing to God.
有时候我们不晓得怎么祷告，你就颂赞他。
Sometimes we don't know how to pray, but let us praise him continually.
啊，当然我们也可以把我们的需要告诉神。
Of course, we can present our request to God.
啊，神会垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayers.
他说我们祷告是跪下来，手合着，眼睛闭着。
So So we shall kneel down to pray and clasp our hands together and close our eyes.
让我们可以更加专心。
So that we can concentrate even more.
让我们第一句话念, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Our first word shall be, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
耶稣就是这位真神。
Jesus is this one true God.
他说, 你们奉我的名祈求, 我就会垂听, 就会成全。
He said, if you pray in my name, I will listen to you, I will hear.
然后我们可以 念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣啊，这样反复的念。
Then we can continually say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
可以把你心中的要求啊，你的需要啊，借着祷告来告诉他都可以。
You can present and tell God all your needs and wants.
说我们借着诚心的祷告，会达到神的面前。
Our reverent heart and our earnesty will reach God.
神垂听了以后就会赐福给你。
When God listens to our prayers, God will bless us.
让我们在祷告当中有体验。
That we may experience Him in our prayers.
让我们在祷告当中能够得到圣灵的助任。
So that we can be experiencing His Holy Spirit in our prayers.
有的人虽然半信半疑，但他得圣灵以后，他就确信说真的有神。 因为神跟我同在。
Some people may still be filled with doubt regarding the faith, but after receiving the Holy Spirit, they can proclaim boldly, saying, God is with me.
所以祷告是我们体验神啊，也是蒙神恩典最直接的方法。
So prayer is a method by which we can experience God and a channel for us to receive God's blessing directly.
要接受按手祷告的，可以要求恩典、求平安、求圣灵的，都可以到前面来。
For those of us who want to receive the laying of hands, to receive peace, receive God's grace and mercy.
我们请教会的圣主人员来为我们按手，为我们祝福，为我们代祷。
We will have the ministers and elders of the church to pray for us, lay hands on us, and bless us.
愿神的福气啊，能够充满在我们当中。
May the blessings of God fill all of us.
我们就一起来祷告。
Let us